We're ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit,
just a little bit,
but it's gonna help a whole lot.
The federal government has fallen short of its promise to deliver 120 million doses of that shot for H1N1, that's commonly known as swine flu. This week, the CDC reported only 13 million doses have arrived so far. That's going to leave millions of Americans, even those who are at high risk for the swine flu, unable to get vaccinated. So here's Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius testifying this week before the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The production is slower than we would have hoped at this point.
And the problem there is really a chicken and egg problem. Literally. We're going to talk about why we only have 13 million doses in just a moment. But first, let's go back to Dr. Scott Gottlieb. He was the Deputy Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration until 2007, a practicing physician, and now a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. I think one of the things that really surprised me, Dr. Gottlieb, was in this latest poll, a majority of Americans, 52%, said they were worried about getting the swine flu, but 60% of adults say they won't get vaccinated. 40% say they're not going to vaccinate their children, and kids are at high risk. And I'm a little confused as to why there's still fears about the vaccine. Is this not vaccine pretty much just a version of the seasonal flu vaccine everybody gets every year?
That's right. This vaccine was manufactured with the same process that's used every year to manufacture the seasonal flu vaccine. The safety profile of the product of this swine flu vaccine shouldn't be any different. It's going through the same exact process. It's essentially the same product, just with a different particles in it, because it's created to guard against a different virus. What's even more concerning is the data around pregnant women, because the data around pregnant women in the study that the CDC did showed that they face a very high risk from the swine flu. And I know pregnant women who are reluctant to get vaccinated as well. So that's a population where it shouldn't even be, there's really no reason not to get vaccinated. The data shows it's overwhelmingly beneficial, and they're reluctant as well to get vaccinated.
It's surprising that we're still talking about this at this point, but 3 in 10 adults that aren't sure the vaccine is safe, and that includes parents, less people think it's very safe. And I think one of the most common complaints many people are saying is it was rushed to the market. What's your answer to the idea that they rushed to get this out?
Well, again, it went through the same process that by which we make seasonal flu vaccine. And in fact, it was a long process. They started manufacturing this last spring, and it took the same period of time in which they would make a seasonal flu vaccine. So there wasn't any ability really to speed it up. They had to put it through the same process. I think some of the reluctance to use the vaccine is probably the leftover concerns from back in 2004, if you remember, when we had a shortage of flu vaccine, and it became something that became part of the political campaign, the presidential campaign. The Democrats were running against the Republicans during that time. It was a presidential campaign. And there were a lot of fears stoked about the shortage of the vaccine. You remember the long lines in Florida of senior citizens trying to get the vaccine. I think some of this is the residual of that. And unfortunately, when these things become part of the political process and politicians sometimes stoke fears, the end result is that people have long-term concerns about these medical products.
That doesn't seem like a good idea. Okay, we're going to bring in Allison Prangy. She has a 4-year-old daughter with asthma, and she's been trying to get her daughter vaccinated. We're also joined by Tom Skinner, who's a spokesperson for the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Allison,
good morning.
Your daughter is at high risk because of her asthma, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And you, what happened when you went to get her vaccinated?
Well, the simple answer is the public health department where we live in Madison, Wisconsin, didn't make them available to kids at high risk. They made them available to a more general population, and now they're out.
Right. They got about 170,000 vaccines shipped to Wisconsin, and those are all gone.
They are all gone. And unfortunately, I think you just talked about the pregnant women, kids like my daughter with asthma and other people in high-risk groups are now left standing here without a vaccine.
How concerned about this are you?
I think I'm very concerned. I'm just a concerned mom that wants to protect my daughter, and we know that this option is out there, and we've been watching and waiting for the opportunity, and any healthcare provider that we've contacted around where we live is just, they don't have any answer, and they aren't able to give us a vaccine.
Well, let's get an answer from Tom Skinner. He's a spokesperson for the CDC. I mean, you heard what Allison just had to say. There's a lot of people who are really worried about this. Setting aside any fears about the vaccine, can you explain why we don't have enough of doses of it to get people like Allison's daughter vaccinated?
Well, I wish I really had a good answer, but unfortunately I don't. The manufacturers have had to readjust their timelines for delivering vaccine because they've just simply run into some production problems. We're simply at the mercy of how fast the manufacturers can produce this vaccine, and unfortunately we're, you know, sort of in a race against the virus, and right now the virus is winning. I think what people need to start realizing, we need to have realistic expectations. So when might people expect not to have to go looking for a vaccine? I mean, when are you going to be able to drive by your local pharmacy and see on the marquee that vaccine is available? And unfortunately, that's probably not going to be toward the end of November. And so I think that, you know, we just have to set realistic expectations. There's a lot of people out there that want to get vaccinated and can't, and they're frustrated. I myself have two children that I want to get vaccinated, and I can't. So,
but Tom,
you know,
we're
in the same situation.
We heard a lot of doctors, physicians, and pharmaceutical experts yesterday saying that the reason that we don't have enough vaccine is because we're using 50-year-old production technology, injecting it into chicken eggs.
Yeah, that's true. And, I wish I had a good answer for that, too, and I don't. We've been using the same process for a long time, and I know that the NIH is trying to, come up with a better method of producing vaccine to where we can ultimately have sort of a one-size-fits-all flu shot that covers all flu viruses. We have to, you know, use the process that we have now because influenza viruses change every single year. The different viruses circulate, and so we have to, you know, change the vaccine each and every year.
But how safe? If we're still using 50-year-old production technology, that seems like a really long time for the NIH to sit and think about it, right? I mean, how safe does this make us, especially against something like bioterrorism, where the response has to be very quick?
Well, you know, we can do only what we can do, and unfortunately, we do have an antiquated process for making flu vaccine in this country, and that's something that we have, been trying to fund the NIH over the past few years to come up with better technologies, and they're making progress in that area, but as of right now, we don't have a really good process for making flu vaccine quickly in this country.
Allison, go ahead.
It's worth keeping in mind, one of the reasons we have a shortage is that we're using a different vaccine here in the U.S. than they're using in Europe, in that the vaccine that we've licensed for the United States doesn't have what's called an adjuvant, and it's something that's added to the vaccine to make it more potent. So we actually need more vaccine stock in our shots than what they're using in Europe. So, for example, in Europe, they only need 3.75 micrograms of the actual virus stock in the vaccines to make it effective. Here in the U.S., we need 15 micrograms. So because we need so much more of the vaccine stock, we have to wait for more of it to become available. In fact, the U.S. really has cornered the market for that vaccine stock because there's only a limited supply of it. That's one of the reasons why we're facing the delays here in the U.S., because we're not using the more potent vaccine.
Okay, Allison, are any of these arguments swaying you? Is this enough to kind of... You heard Tom Skinner from the CDC saying, be patient.
Well, I think patience is nice, but when you have a kid at high risk, and there's been so much hype about hitting the high-risk groups and making sure that they have access to the vaccine, it's not very comforting, because now it's gone from there will be vaccine available to there's no answer, and maybe it will be the end of November. When you're trying to protect your kids, that's just not an answer that you want to hear. And I understand waiting and being calm, because that's important. But when you're talking about the life of your kid, I think anybody can relate to that. You want to do everything you can to protect them.
And I didn't say be patient. You know, I'm in the same exact situation you are. I want to vaccinate my own kids, but there's simply nothing we can do right now to speed this process up. And what we need to be telling parents right now, until vaccine is available, is to make sure that we do the things that we know can protect our kids from getting the flu. And if they get the flu and then they're in one of the high-risk groups, it's absolutely imperative that parents be aware of the early warning signs and symptoms of when their kid is getting really sick so that they can take their kid in to see their doctor or to the hospital right away to get properly treated.
Okay, Allison, quickly.
No, I think I do need to say, though, what one of the problems that we had here is they chose to, the way the government chose to vaccinate children in Wisconsin or in our county is that they chose to do just a broad population, general population
first. As opposed to targeted.
It did not do the targeted group, and so we've left.
So you're now you're without them.
High risk group.
Okay, Allison. Allison Prangy has a four-year-old daughter with asthma. She's trying to get a H1N1 vaccine for her. Tom Skinner is a spokesperson for the CDC, and Dr. Scott Gottlieb joined us. He is a practicing physician and a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Let us know if you're going to get the flu vaccine or if you're not going to, and why.